Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. If you could go back and redo some of your old work, how would you do it? That was the question facing the great folk and bluesman Chris Smither when he recorded his latest album, Still on the Levee. It's a retrospective of his 50-year career in the music business.
Smither grew up in New Orleans, which you can hear in his soulful voice, but for decades he's made his home in Massachusetts, where he's developed his great gift for both songwriting and guitar picking. He'll be performing tonight at the Payomet Performing Arts Center in North Truro. He's with us right now performing his song, No Love Today.
You know I don't know much. When I knew less and I was heartbroken for the first time, I was drowning in my tears. I went looking for a lifeline, and I was just trying to find some comfort, a simple tender touch. I was searching for some little cure that would not cost too much. And I could hear that produce wagon on the street, I could hear that farmer singing as I cried myself to sleep. I got banana now, watermelon here, peaches by the pound, sweet corn, Merlotown, more better than in town. I got okra enough to choke your beans of every kind. If hungry is what's eating you, I'll sell you peace of mind. But this ain't what you came to hear me say. And I hate to disappoint you, but I got no love today. I got no love today. I got no love today. Well, I could not love to save myself from lonesome desperation. Everything I thought was love was worthless imitation. And my concept of commitment was to take all you could give. And I thought the cheapest thrills I loved were teaching me to live. But nothing seemed to last or see me through. Nothing. That little song that I still sing for you. I got banana, watermelon, peaches by the pound, sweet corn, Merlotown, more better than in town. And I got okra, it's enough to choke your beans of every kind. If hungry is what's eating you, I'll sell you peace of mind. But this ain't what you came to hear me say. I hate to disappoint you, but I got no love today. I got no love today. I got no love today. No love today. I got no love today, none tomorrow, not now, not forever. You can't see what comes for free, I think you much too clever. For your own good, I'll tell you what's right before your eyes. Intelligence is no defense against what this implies. 'Cause in the end, no one will sell you what you need. Came by it off the shelf, you got to grow it from the seed. 'Cause I got banana, watermelon, peaches by the pound, sweet corn, Merlotown, more better than in town. And I got okra, it's enough to choke your beans of every kind. If hungry is what's eating you, I'll sell you peace of mind. But this ain't what you came to hear me say. I hate to disappoint you, but I'm gonna disappoint you. I got no love today. I got no love today. I got no love today. No love today. Fresh out.
Oh, yeah, that's Chris Smither performing his song No Love Today, which is one of the 25 songs included on his newly released 50-year retrospective album, Still on the Levee. Chris Smither, welcome back to Radio Boston. It's such a pleasure to meet you face-to-face.
And, it's nice to be back.
Wow, to hear you sing that song. I'd love you to talk about that, because I was going to get to this later in the interview, but just reading along, you're such an amazing writer. I mean, your voice, your guitar playing, but I would just love to hear how you came up with that song, what the process is.
Oh, Lord.
Do they just spill out of
you? My father wanted to know, too. You know, this is the only song I ever wrote in front of anybody.
Is that right?
And almost, you know, I was visiting my father who had left New Orleans and was living in a retirement community in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And I went to visit him at one point, and I saw him frequently, and he said, I got something to show you, and he showed me a videotape of a show that had been done by a Tulane University history professor who was his sort of history of New Orleans, and one of the things that he had, the professor talked about was the old fruit and vegetable salesmen, vendors that used to come down the street, and he talked about how you could hear them singing as they came down the street, you know, and he imitated it, and I cringed, you know, and I turned to Dad. I said, that's not what they sound like.
Well, if they sound like you, they would have been great salesmen. I love that banana, watermelon, peaches by the pound, sweet corn, Merloton, mo better than in town.
Yeah.
I had to look up Merloton, by the way. I forgot what that was.
Everybody does. Chayote, they're also called chayote, but not in Louisiana. At any rate, so I showed my dad, I said, here's what they sounded like, because I could remember the song really well.
Uh-huh.
And he said, and then I said, that would make a song, you know?
Yeah.
So I started working on it, and I sat out on his back porch working on it for 2 days, and he wouldn't come outside and listen. He was pacing like an expectant father, but like nervous as a cat inside. And then, but when it was finished, he felt like he'd helped. He felt like he'd had something to do with it. You know, it was remarkable. I'll never forget that.
It's a beautiful song with great wisdom as well. So tell me about the idea of this 50-year retrospective album. Are you surprised that you're suddenly here after all these years?
Yeah, it's amazing what happens if you keep waking up every day. And I didn't really think that much about it. But my longtime producer, David Goodrich, Goody, and my manager, Carol Young, were both very aware of the fact that not only had it been 50 years, but I was turning 70 this year. And they said, we got to do something, you know, it's special. And don't you want to take a look at what's been going on? And I realized well into the project that I had never really stopped and looked at the whole thing. I just go day by day. I write the songs. I make the records. It's always now. And never, and maybe that's a good thing, you know, never look
it at, sounds like a good thing to always be now. On the other hand, to take stock of all you've done,
yeah,
too,
and
it seems like it's a good idea.
And it wasn't easy. I had to go back sometime and listen to some of my earliest recordings, and there was more than one time when I would sit there and listen to a song and say, what on earth is he doing?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you a question related to that, because listening to you, I mean, just singing that song you just sang, I mean, there's such a sense of sort of deep experience and sort of all the loveliness that implies, that you've earned the joy, the sorrow, whatever it is you're singing about. But many of the songs in this album were written when you were really young.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering what it's like to go back and revisit them. Are those the ones that made you say, what on earth was he thinking?
Well, a song like Devil Got Your Man, which is the first one on this collection, is the first song that I ever wrote. Mm. I wrote it when I was 19, and what does a 19-year-old know about the devil? Well, mm. I must have known something, because it came out pretty convincing in the second version.
But, well, listen, because you mentioned that, we actually have a little bit of Devil Got Your Man recorded way back when you first recorded it. So here's a little bit of that.
Feeling sad, mama, don't get mad. Some devil's got your man. Some devil has got your
man. All right, and here's the first song, Devil Got Your Man, in this new retrospective. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Feeling sad, mama, don't get mad. Some devil's got your man. Some devil's got your man.
So, Chris, this is what I got to say about that. Like a great bottle of wine, like a good thing of whiskey, you only get better.
It's got more finish, that second one.
There was the great Chris Smithers singing a great song by the great Chris Smithers. So you're covering your own stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. That was kind of the idea behind the 50-year retrospective, too, because in order to keep songs fresh night after night, you have to develop a trick of getting back into where at least the flavor of the emotional state you were in when you wrote it. So we thought, well, to take a look at the career, we'll go back to where the career started. We went back to New Orleans, and it worked. I think it worked. At least I was happy for about 3 weeks. I really had a good time.
Well, I think it works. It's a wonderful collection of stuff. We'd love to hear something else. What are you going to play for us?
Oh, this is a favorite of mine. This is called Link of Chain.
Link of Chain. This is Chris Smither. He's got a new retrospective looking back at the last 50 years of his career. Here he is in Radio Boston Studios live playing Link of Chain.
Can't you see? I can't explain. I'm a little like a link of chain. Running in and out again. Fly me on a kite line, smiling like a gold mine. Don't need to be right. Go to the end, that'll do to hold me down to the wire. go to the end and play it right down to the wire. But can't you see I can't explain? Boy, I'm a little like a link of chain, a ring around another, running in and out. Running in and out again.
Oh, yeah. The great Chris Smither doing Link of Chain. This is off a brand new retrospective CD, double CD set called Still on the Levee. Chris Smither, great job. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's so good to hear you playing. We're so glad to have you here. Tell me about Still on the Levee. I know you're from New Orleans originally. What does the levee represent?
Oh, that's the playground. You know, I grew up three blocks from the levee. That was where we went. It's the only hill in town.
Right,
if
it's
you've
the
ever
high
been
ground.
In New Orleans,
yeah.
It's really flat. And it was wild, on savage almost on the other side, you know. Now it's built up to a great extent, but it was what they call the batture on the riverside of the levee. It was always fascinating. You never knew what was going to be floating up there.
I know you've been living up here for a long time, but you went down to New Orleans to record this, right? So you still feel sort of musically connected to that city.
I do. And I felt more so. That was the longest I'd ever spent in New Orleans since I'd left. You know, it was 3 weeks in one stretch, and I got back to almost wanting to live there again, but not quite.
You know, I want to make time to give you time to do one more song for us, but this is a big year for you. You've got this great retrospective CD. There's a book of lyrics coming out, then a tribute CD of your work, and all this great year when you're turning 70. Seems like you're really on top of your game.
You're having fun.
Well, that's
still
important.
Fun.
Still fun. That's great. Well, Chris Smither, it's just a joy to have you here. And I want to tell our listeners that Chris Smither will be performing tomorrow night at the Payomet Performing Arts Center in North Truro, and he'll be back in the Boston area at the end of November. There's a lot more information at radioboston.org. And Chris, we'd love to have you play us out on one more song. What'll it be?
What do we call this? Titles always slip my mind. Time Stands Still.
Time Stands Still, I was going to just say.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks, and we'll go out with Chris Smither performing Time Stands Still.
Through a cold, dark cloud, imaginary shroud, shadows that settle over me. I once was smart, way back at the start, I offered her my body and my soul. Thought in my heart it would tear me apart, but it made me whole. Keep it simple, keep it clear, that's what we like to hear. She don't argue, she don't analyze. If I say it's so, it's so. She don't wanna know if it's a metaphor for something in disguise. She let me know long time ago, it's better to say just what I mean. Truth to tell, it can hurt like hell, but it keeps me clean. Yes, it keeps me clean. My guiding star, I don't stray far. I keep her in my mind, in my eye. I've been lost before, never anymore. I just look up at my compass in the sky. I had my fears back in the early years that I'd locked me up and thrown away the key. Lost my mind to those ties that bind, but they set me free. Yeah, they set me free. Yeah, she's fast. I know I'll never last. She's by me now, but I don't really mind. I ought to know. I move so slow, my shadow often kicks me from behind. But I once was fast, back in the distant past, in a mighty demonstration of my will. I kissed her twice at the speed of light. Time stood still. I kissed her twice at the speed of light. One time stood still.